Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. And Cap Online with us today, Travis Treatment, a pro wrestling writer for BleacherReport.com. Travis, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I'm just getting the podcast restarted. I took a little hiatus, but I have WrestleMania season, so I figured I'd get it started up again.
Gotcha.
So let me ask you a few questions here, and I've got about 8 questions for you. And we'll start
sure.
off with, now you're a pro wrestling writer for BleacherReport.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay, like how and when did you get started writing about the pro wrestling industry?
I've been a wrestling fan, specifically WWE fan, for going on 25 years now, and I just got a hold of some people within Bleacher Report, sent in some of my writing samples, and I've been doing it for about 3 years now, and enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a long time to be a fan of wrestling, 25 years, so you, like the new generation, you were into that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay, can I ask what era was your favorite?
Well, I grew up back in, I started watching it back in the late 80s, early 90s. Most people are going to tell you the Attitude Era, so that was probably my favorite. I think that was the height of the professional wrestling popularity. The Monday Night Wars were definitely the most fun time to watch wrestling.
Right, and I guess you kind of got into it when I did. When I was younger, I was watching Hulk Hogan.
Absolutely.
And The Undertaker, which is my favorite wrestler of all time, The Undertaker. And I guess I'll ask you about some of your favorites. What are your favorite topics to write about in the pro wrestling world?
I generally like to focus more on, like you just said, I'm more in tune to writing about old school wrestling. Whenever I get to profile, a Hall of Famer or somebody who current fans and younger fans may not be as familiar with, I like being able to educate folks on people that they may have never heard of. I did a career retrospective on Ravishing Rick Rude, for example. He was one of my
wow.
favorites of all time. And, they just don't make them like Rick Rude anymore. And so being able to show stuff like that to younger fans is what I enjoy the most.
Yeah, it surprises me. A lot of the younger fans, they're young, so they don't know what about the history of the WWE. But they'll be like Ric Flair, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
who's Bruno Sammartino?
Yes.
and your favorite wrestlers of all time? I'd say mine. I just want to say mine. One of mine going into the Hall of Fame this year, Macho Man.
Uh huh.
What
yeah,
yours?
Mine, I was definitely a Hogan guy. I was about 9, 10 years old when I started watching wrestling. So, like a young fan takes to John Cena nowadays, I took to Hulk Hogan then. So Hogan was definitely my favorite. I was a big fan of Edge. I think he's one of the more underrated guys of all time.
Mm-hmm. And a guy that I don't think he gets enough respect, but he does. He's been through a lot. Christian.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's him. And what do you think about Scott Hall and like the Ultimate Warrior?
Scott Hall, you know, I was always a WWE guy, and, you know, I had friends that were WCW guys, and we kind of had that rivalry. So I liked Scott Hall as Razor Ramon, but after he went over and became part of the NWO, you know, I wasn't a Scott Hall guy anymore. The Ultimate Warrior, he's definitely one of the most unique personas of all time. I was never a huge fan of his, but it was definitely one of the highlights of WrestleMania last year to see him go into the Hall of Fame. That was well-deserved.
Yeah, let me go into a couple of open-ended questions here. For those of you listening, you can call up at 347-677-1018 if you want to talk with me or ask Travis a question, 347-677-1018. And you mentioned that you on your Bleacher Report page, you've been to 3 WrestleManias.
That's correct.
Which ones were they?
I went to 21, 24, and 27.
And 21 was at, I want to say it was at Madison Square Garden.
Was the year before. 21 was the year that they did the whole WrestleMania Goes Hollywood thing. So it was in Los Angeles.
And 24 was...
No, that was in Orlando.
WrestleMania 24. Yeah, that was Orlando. And 27 was in Arizona?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah, yes. There were rumors that Goldberg was going to come back for that, but he never did.
Yeah, that's right.
And tell me about your experiences at WrestleMania. Which was your favorite?
You know, for those people who've never attended WrestleMania and are maybe thinking about doing it sometime, you know, I highly suggest it if you're a big wrestling fan. WWE puts on a phenomenal effort to please their fans for those, especially if you go through and buy the travel package like I did, that you get the VIP autograph sessions, you know, you get to attend all the events, the WrestleMania event, obviously, you get to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony. So my experiences going were, you know, some of the best times of my life. As far as my favorite, definitely I would have to say WrestleMania 24, because that was the night that Ric Flair wrestled Shawn Michaels in his last match, and being able to say that I was there to see that happen in person is something I enjoy telling anybody.
Yeah, personally, I've been to a WrestleMania Access down in Miami, and I was going to go to WrestleMania last year in New York, but I never got the chance.
Wow.
But I've never been to a WrestleMania, but I've been to some of the Raw shows and more interesting shows. I was there the night the Nexus made their debut and, like, destroyed John Cena.
Oh, okay.
I was in Miami for that one. Ringside seats.
Yes. I remember that.
In fact, somebody at WWE gave me ringside seats for that. Heather Mitchell, a producer at WWE, gave me ringside seats. And so thank you for that, Heather. I'll always remember that one. And we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to him. 203-449-2014. That's Mike.
Hey, what's up, Matt? How you doing?
Not too bad, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. And I just wanted to thank Travis for coming on the show. It's been a good listen so far.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wanted to ask
Travis if he found that wrestlers were pretty easy guys to interview, or whether he really had to work at it, because I'm sure that, it's not like a press event as much, I don't think, as like, you know, other sports. Where it's really lined up for you? Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely varies. You got the guys that are approachable, and, you know, you have the ones that, you know, definitely, you know, would definitely rather be doing something else.
Sure.
So, but for the most part, my experience has been pretty good doing that.
I've always found, because I know quite a few athletes, that the guys in the most physical sports are often, like, the nicest, because – they sort of leave it all on the field or in the ring or whatever. So do you find that a lot of the guys are pretty good guys?
Oh, definitely, yes. Some of the ones that seem like they'd be a little more rough around the edges, in fact, are quite the opposite.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
I did an interview last year with Diamond Dallas Page. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere on my page. He was pretty interesting to interview, I would say. He's a nice guy, very friendly, but he did chew me out a little bit.
Well, that's all part of the act, probably, Matt.
Yeah.
Do you find, Travis, that some of them have egos?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's definitely, you know, the ones who think that they're above, you know, having to do interviews or having to do the meet and greets. You definitely see that. They try to hide it, but if I could give an example, and, you know, probably the worst experience I've had, and I don't mean to say anything bad because he's no longer with us, but Lance Cade was one of the guys that I definitely didn't enjoy talking to the day that I had to interview him.
I used to write for the school paper when I was in college, and I remember it's not always a good idea to talk to people after they lose.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Right. Although some are more approachable, like the Matt Morgans of the world. I like him. he's my guy from Fairfield, Mike.
That's right. That's right. He's your local contact, Matt.
I remember when
you interviewed him. That was a really good one.
And him and Pablo Marquez, who used to be in ECW, he's running a training academy down in Florida now. I got to give props to them because they're really cool to work with.
Right. Hey, Travis, you got any stories in the hopper right now that you're working on? Or?
Not as we speak. The most recent one I did was talking about my feelings about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and basically how I feel that that's been kind of a letdown, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
How so? Would it be a letdown?
What's that?
How so?
Well, I just feel like if you're going to create a match and you're going to attach Andre the Giant's name to it, I think it should be a little bit more prestigious. And, you know, the fact that Cesaro won it last year and has basically done absolutely nothing as a result kind of makes the match seem very unimportant.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Mike, you want to chime in here?
No, I'll take your word for that. Take your word for it on that. Great. Well, I appreciate.
Okay.
I'm gonna hang up now and listen to the rest of you guys talk. And I appreciate you coming on the air.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us. And I'll hang up on him. That kind of leads me into my next question, Travis. What do you think? Do you have any like really interesting stories about interacting with wrestlers, like personally?
I'm trying to think as far as interesting goes. I don't think I have anything real interesting as far as meeting wrestlers go. You know, I've done a lot of meet and greets and been to a lot of autograph sessions, but, you know, aside from getting to know them past the autograph table or the interview, Hillbilly Jim, I did speak with him for an extended period of time one night, and he's an incredibly nice guy, one of the nicest guys I've ever met as far as a professional wrestler goes.
You know who's also nice? Curtis Axel. I met him at Access once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I met him and I met Howard Finkel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, interesting guys to talk to. Got a picture with Howard Finkel, but I lost it somewhere. I think what I'm going to do, just to chew up a little time, is just do a minute, because I had an ad here that I wanted to do, and we'll come right back and talk a little bit more with you, Travis.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Hold on. Hey, this is Matt Bowen from Totally Wrestling. You've seen the action on Raw and Impact. Ever think about stepping between the ropes yourself? If so, I highly recommend the Main Event Training Center. Head trainer Pablo Marquez and his assistants will teach you everything you need to know about becoming a pro wrestler. If you think you have what it takes, then get started today. Call 954-548-5779 for more information, or just stop in at 701 Northwest 57th Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Tell them Matty B sent you. The Main Event Training Center. See you in the ring. And we are back on Totally Wrestling with Travis Wakeman. He's pro wrestling writer for BleacherReport.com. And I just had to push my guys down at Main Event Training Center in Fort Lauderdale. Definitely, guys, see if you're thinking about starting up a career in wrestling, if you think you have what it takes. But, Travis, let's riff a little bit on the current state of the WWE. What do you think could be done to improve the overall product right now?
That's a tough one because you're just dealing with so many different aspects, and I feel like WWE is trying to give fans, you know, everything that they'd want in a wrestling product, but, you know, a lot of fans that you talk to don't seem to agree with that because of the way booking decisions go. I think what they could do overall, in particular, though, would be to listen to their audience a little bit more, you know, like they say they do. WWE fans are clearly behind Daniel Bryan, and, you know, if you've watched a live show or been to a live event recently, it doesn't take much to figure that out. However, he's in an Intercontinental title ladder match far away from the main event, which is where people would prefer to see him.
Right, and, yeah, everybody seems to be behind Daniel Bryan right now. The guy I like is I think he's a good villain, Rusev.
Okay.
The big Russian guy.
Right.
And I think they should. My thoughts on this are: I think they should bring up some guys from NXT. Like I like Kevin Owens, the NXT
mm-hmm.
champion.
Right.
And. They missed the boat with Drew Galloway, I think, who's in TNA right now. But I think they definitely missed the boat with him. They kind of
mm-hmm.
turned him into a nothing guy.
Right.
And that's what they do sometimes. It's all about Vince, like, who has the look.
Yes. I do a column on Bleacher Report that's called Missed Opportunities. And the very first one that I did was on Drew Galloway or Drew McIntyre. And I actually received personal feedback from him saying that it was the best feedback he'd gotten or best article he'd read since he was released by WWE.
I do like what he's doing right now, though. He's like, I want to take it back to pro wrestling and not just performing in the ring.
Right.
And, who do you think should get a push right now?
Say that again.
Booker, if you were the booker, who would you give a push to right now? Who needs a push?
Well, I think, you know, even though he's had a few and he's gotten close to the top, I think you need to give Dolph Ziggler at least one more opportunity to be that guy. So I would put him on there. And, you know, this one might be kind of controversial because he may not be seen as the best technical wrestler, but I still like what Ryback brings to the table. I still think he can be that top-level guy as well.
Yeah, two guys that are being, in my opinion, misused, but you would push them if you had to be like a guest booker?
Sure.
All right, we've got some time left. We've got about maybe 9 minutes if you could stick around. I got a couple questions left for you. What do you think about, I wanted to get some thoughts on some current wrestlers and older school wrestlers. What about Kevin Nash going into the WWE Hall of Fame? What do you think of him and
totally,
his career?
Absolutely well deserved. The Hall of Fame this year was starting to get a little strange with some of the choices that they'd made. But that Kevin Nash is an absolute Hall of Famer. He's one of the better big men that we've ever seen in the business. He gets a bad rap for his, injuries and how often he had them. But, yeah, I can remember back when he was Diesel in the mid-90s and he was ruling WWE back then.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys in the Hall of Fame. I'm kind of like, what did they ever do? The Bushwhackers, they're okay,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And this Japanese guy, Fujiyama or whatever his name is?
Yeah, Fujinami.
Yeah, I mean, he, in the old WWWF, he won a title, and he was in the NWA and Japan, of course. But it's like, what did he do to make, in the WWE to make him Hall of Fame worthy?
Right, I think you can even make that argument about Rikishi.
Yeah, he was just a big dancer.
Exactly.
I'll tell you who I would put in. I'm waiting for it to happen, but it might not happen soon. Owen Hart.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he had such a great career, and he was the Blue Blazer when he died.
Right. Yeah, Owen Hart is a definite Hall of Famer. WWE hopefully will get to the point where they put him in one day, but I think they have to overcome some hurdles with his family in order to make that happen. But, yeah, my son is named Owen, and that's why.
That's my nephew, Owen.
All right.
Cool. Who was I thinking of? Owen Hart, and I'd say... Oh, I just had him on my mind, but I forgot who he was. Is the British Bulldog in? He should be in my opinion.
He's not in, but yeah, you're right. He should be, and he probably will someday.
Yeah, so those are two names that I think should go in soon. And they were thinking, a couple years ago, they wanted to put the Honky Tonk Man in, but
yes.
He never went in.
Yeah, I think that was more because he's got maybe some personal issues with the front office. I don't know how many shoot interviews you like to watch, but you can find a lot of shoot interviews where the Honky Tonk Man just trashes WWE.
I love the shoot interviews.
Yes.
Can I ask you about a little bit about BleacherReport.com? I know I've dabbled in writing a little bit for a few sites. If I wanted to become a writer for BleacherReport.com, how would I go about doing that?
Well, you would just contact them straight from the page. You should be able to find a link on there that says, it says something to the effect of, would you like to write for Bleacher Report? You'd click there, you'd fill out the form. They'll probably end up asking you for multiple writing samples. And then, just send those in, and they'll give you an answer.
Right. I like to talk wrestling, and I like to write about wrestling. I see you have, like, an eFed or something you started.
Yeah. I don't actually have it up and running anymore. But yeah, I did back in the days of the eFed. I don't even know how many people do those anymore, but it used to be pretty widespread in the early 2000s. And yeah, I started one up, and it was actually very successful. I met people all over the world, and some of them are still good friends to this day. So
yeah, and let's get a couple thoughts from you on I guess a word association. I'm just going to mention a couple names, and you tell me what you think of them. First thing that comes to your mind, Vince McMahon.
Creative genius.
Yeah, kind of like, I almost call him an evil genius, but creative genius.
It's a good word for him, too.
Yeah. What do you think of Eric Bischoff?
Eric Bischoff, I think he definitely had a great mind for the business, but, you know, being as cutthroat as he was back in the day, I definitely wasn't a big fan of him.
Okay, and a big guy in WWE right now, probably one of the best managers of all time, Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman, anybody who knows me well knows that I think he's the best wrestling mind in history. I
would
think
even
Paul
put
Heyman,
past like Bobby Heenan?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, so I know he was great in ECW, and he's just had a great career.
He
should be in the Hall of Fame.
He should, and you know what he did with ECW, and if you look back, you know, to when, you know, he was an on air character as the SmackDown general manager, then he went to, you know, booking the developmental territories. And that was the height of both of those things when he was there doing it, as far as I was concerned.
And I got one more name for you, Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar is currently my favorite wrestler. I generally find myself in the minority with that. Brock Lesnar is a guy whose career I followed before a lot of people even knew who he was, back in the NCAAs as an amateur wrestler, and then, you know, when he got into OVW. So the night that he debuted back in, I want to say, maybe 2000, 2001, the night after WrestleMania, I already knew immediately who he was. And I know he's a controversial guy, a highly disliked guy, but he's incredibly talented.
Yeah, he seems to be like a badass all the time.
And even when he went to the UFC, I followed him in the UFC, and you know, I'm from Greeley, Colorado, and so is one of his opponents in the UFC is from Greeley, Colorado, and his name is Shane Carwin. And I think I was the only guy in this town that was rooting against Shane Carwin that night.
And so those are your thoughts on Brock Lesnar, and yeah, I just was going to say something. Sometimes I have these thoughts and they just go right out of my head. So do you have any additional projects or pages that you want to publicize in the next, like, we've got like a minute and a half?
You know, not really offhand. You know, you can find me on Bleacher Report. You can follow me on Twitter at TWF2000. If you feel like, add me on Facebook, I'm on there too.
Cool. Maybe we can have you in the next couple of weeks to do another show, because I'm looking for co-hosts, in fact.
Oh, okay. I'm always up for it.
Cool. We're talking with Travis Wakeman, pro wrestling writer for BleacherReport.com. And, okay, so we've got about a minute left. We'll close it out here. Anything else you want to say, Travis? Anything else you got?
You know, I think we just about covered it, but I definitely want to thank you for having me on the show today. It's been a nice experience, so thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming on with us, Travis. The chat was open, but it's closed now because nobody came in the chat. And I'm going to hit my outro music. A little TNA, Totally Wrestling kind of thing there. But anyway, thanks a lot, Travis, for coming on the air with us. We will see you probably next week.
Okay, thank you.
All
right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Travis.
Thank you.
It's